Good morning to each and every listener of the broadcast. I'm so happy to be coming your way once again, and I noticed by the calendar that this broadcast will be heard over KGGF on June the 6th, 1982, and if you won't mind, and I don't think you will, I have asked Francis, my companion, to come with me on the air for today, because this day, June the 6th, has a special meaning to us. Francis, what does that tell you?
This tells us that this is our 40th wedding anniversary.
Oh, 40th wedding anniversary today. That means that it was in 1942 when we decided to walk the road of life together. And so I thought it might be interesting to have you come with me today. And I know the folks would love to hear your voice a little bit. You don't do this very often. And so there might be a few things we'd want to reminisce, and there's so many things we could talk of. But when we think about being married 40 years, that puts us up in the senior citizens class, I reckon, doesn't it?
Well, that's right.
but, you know, I hope that we won't be so old and so out of touch that we won't understand the problems of the day and the problems of young people, because we're still interested in young people and we're interested in the older people as well. So, anyway, let us move along here. There are so many things we could talk about. But let me begin first with a scripture in Psalms, the 91st Psalm, and begin with verse 9. Because thou hast made the Lord, this is a good promise for us, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and shew him my salvation. You know, Francis, I like that promise there. We don't know how long our life may be, but he said for those who honored and feared him that he would satisfy them with a long life. And he's certainly done that for us in so many, many ways, and verified his promises. So we're looking for him to continue helping us along the journey of life. Do you think of anything that might be of interest or outstanding that you'd like to mention?
Well, the most outstanding thing to me is the blessings of the Lord and how the Lord has been with us all through these 40 years, in times of sorrow, in times of sickness, in times of health, and we just certainly want to praise him for his many blessings that he has bestowed upon us through these many years.
Yes, that is so true, and we're so dependent one upon another and completely dependent upon the Lord, for had it not been the Lord who had helped us, we certainly wouldn't have this testimony today. Well, for those who might think we're a little bit antique, let me say this. Perhaps we are antique in some ways, but isn't the Lord from age to age, from beginning to end, and he doesn't change? Well, I hope that we won't change in our belief and faith in God, that it'll stay with us anyway all through the years. In fact, I like this song by the Sorrel Quartet that says, I believe in the old-time religion. Listen.
I believe in the old-time religion, for it saves from all sin here below, gives me peace passing all understanding, while the rivers of pleasure that flow. Oh, give me the old-time religion. Give me the joy I can know. I believe in the old-time religion. brings joy to the soul every day. The assurance of sins all forgiven, through the blood they are all washed away.
Well, thanks the Lord for the old-time religion. And whether or not we be antique or not, you be the judge. Maybe in some ways we are a little bit antique. But I guess it's a little customary, isn't it now, Francis, when folks start out to have a little bit more than what we started out with? What did we have when we got married?
We started out in a 14-foot trailer, but we had happiness there.
Oh, well, that's the main thing, isn't it? And it's a wonder we ever made it, isn't it, with no more than we had to go on?
Well, no, I think it was all right.
You don't think it's a wonder? Well, no, no, not when the Lord is our guide. But we didn't stay in the trailer too long, a while, and I believe then after about 4 years, if you remember, the Lord helped us by borrowing some money to build a house. And you remember how thrilled we were when we built that first house, and oh, how enjoyable it was to think we're going to have a place of our own. There was something before we began this tape to go on the air that you mentioned about the new house there. Or what was that?
Well, when we moved into new house, Willie had a motto made. It said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord."
I like that. In fact, I like it so well. Let me just give it to you right here out of Joshua 24:15. I believe it is. "And if it seem evil," it was the last part of it, of course, which was made into a motto. "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served there were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And that was our desire and decision, that we would serve the Lord. And you know, Francis, the Lord certainly has blessed us in so many, many ways. Can you think of some of the blessings that He sent our way?
Well, He has sent many blessings along our way. We live by that motto. We put it in practice. And when the Lord saw fit, He gave us four wonderful children, two girls and two boys.
Yes, and you know, we're so thankful for every one of them. While they were home, they helped us with the mission trail. Of course, we're going on the 18th year, as many of you know now, of the broadcast and all this sort of thing. God has helped us and stood by us, and each one of them had their little turn in helping while they're home. But now what?
They're married and have homes of their own.
Yes, and you know, I think we got some of the very best sons-in-law and daughters-in-law that were to be had, and we thank the Lord for this, and grandchildren?
We have 7 grandchildren and looking for another the last of June.
Oh, so we're thankful for all the blessings of the Lord. And we want to take this opportunity to thank each of you who help us with the broadcast from week to week. As some of you know, we're in the 18th year, and we appreciate all that you do to help us with the work. So let's finish this off with a song here by Harlan Sarl. It's where he's singing all 4 parts by special recording. And Will You Come to Jesus?
Will you come to Jesus? He is calling. Will you come to him without delay? He is full of love, so kind and gracious. He will surely bless your soul today. Will you come to him, the Lord of all? Will you come to him for mercy call? Will you come to him and prostrate fall? Will you come to Jesus full of mercy? Will you give him time and talents too? Will you not prepare to reign in glory? Sinner, to your precious soul be true. Will you come to him?
Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.
Come to him and prostrate fall.